Television crews in Canberra weren't expecting a busy day on the 11th of November 1975. They'd be at the War Memorial, of course, for the usual Remembrance Day ceremonies, wreath laying, that sort of thing. But apart from that, there was little on the slate. Then at lunchtime, journalists at Parliament House realised something big was on. Whitlam had been sacked. Something they knew well before word reached the Labor cabinet. Later in the afternoon, as the Governor-General's secretary stood on the steps to dissolve Parliament, television crews from 9, 7 and the ABC, indeed two ABC crews, were ready to film a big moment in the history of the nation. And almost none of that footage survives.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor-General.
That clip was shot by Channel 7's cameraman Bob Wildsmith. And one of the reasons you'll hear and see that over and over and over again on the 50th anniversary of November the 11th is that it's almost the only footage we have that survives of the key events of that day. Among the mysteries of that still puzzling day is the mystery of the missing film. To discuss, we're joined by Simon Smith, curator of the National Film and Sound Archive in Melbourne. Simon, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, David. It's an exciting thing to talk about.
Simon, first, what do we have?
Well, yes, you mentioned in your intro that we don't have a lot of film, David, and this is true, and it does take us back to the technology of the era. In this current day and age, we have, you know, digital cameras which can record mountains and mountains of vision. And even if we go back to the videotape era, you had at least an hour of videotape technology that was available to camera crews. But we're talking 1975 here. This is the era of the 16mm film camera. There were no video, portable video cameras being used by news crews at that time. So you're talking about a medium that is expensive, small, and of course it's a two-stage process. You need to be able to process it to see it. So film being used by camera crews was, I think it's fair to say, in relatively short supply. You didn't have mountains of film to play with. So whatever the news crews were filming in those days needed to be, you know, well composed, well framed, and there wasn't a huge amount of excess, which is why we don't have enormous amounts of footage. Even at the very next day, there probably wasn't hours of footage to choose from. But yes, some of that material survives, but most of it doesn't.
Okay, so what does survive? We have, of course, Whitlam on the steps running his line about God save the Queen with very shaky audio.
Yes, that's right. And that particular footage is the most well-known footage that is used in documentaries and specials all around the country and, I guess, beyond Australia. You're quite right. It does have this sort of distorted audio flutter to it. And what that means is we can actually identify exactly which camera and which broadcaster was filming that, and that this, for this occasion, was Channel 7. So the cameraman's name is Bob Wildsmith, and his camera had a problem with the sound recording head. It was a bit worn. So when the magnetic stripe on the film was recording Gough's audio, you've got that very distinctive sort of halting flutter of audio, which when you hear this, you know, instantly it's the Channel 7 footage.
We don't begrudge him that. but what Whitlam was talking about was the last words of the Governor-General's statement dissolving Parliament. Do we have the Secretary dissolving Parliament on film? I mean, that, after all, is the crucial act.
Certainly, there is film of David Smith coming out and reading on behalf of the Governor-General, Sir John Kerr, effectively dissolving Parliament. And Gough, of course, is standing over his shoulder listening to him say that. And the reason why Gough says that famous first line, which is, well, may we say, God save the Queen, because David Smith, as the Secretary, finishes the proclamation by saying, God Save the Queen.
Yep.
Then Gough steps in and says, well, may we say God Save the Queen, because nothing will save the Governor General. And then, of course, he talks about the famous line where he refers to Malcolm Fraser as Kerr's Kerr.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that ends with Kerr's Kerr. There's also footage, is there not, of Gough using the megaphone to get his message across at some point?
Yes, there's very brief footage of Gough using the megaphone, which appears to be from Channel 10's cameras, or Channel O. It might have been Channel O Melbourne. In those days, it was the O10 network, the 10 network as we know it today.
Of course, I left them off the list, yes.
they didn't. The 10 network didn't officially form as it is today until 1980, but back in 75, it was the O10 network. And yes, you're quite right, there is brief footage of Whitlam on a megaphone. In fact, you can see some other footage of Paul Keating with Gough Whitlam, and Keating's holding the megaphone. But looking at the hour-by-hour events of that particular day, David, which I'm rereading from the Age newspaper and what they had on the day, it looks like Whitlam came out about four times between 4:40 in the afternoon and about 6:45. I think the megaphone footage is at one of his later appearances. And of course, the news bulletins would have been going to air by 6 o'clock or 6:30. So
yes,
anything that he was doing after 6 wouldn't have been seen on that night because, as I say, there wasn't video to do direct outside broadcast.
Yeah, it took time. It took time to get these things. So, Simon, these are scraps. These are very important scraps, and they're the work of Channel 7. That's what we have. Why don't we have the footage from the ABC? There were two film crews operating in Canberra that day. Why don't we have that? Well, not a scrap of it, as I understand.
Well, there is a tiny scrap, and but you're quite right about the two crews. So for many people, they will know that the satirical character Norman Gunston was on the steps of Parliament that day and filmed a very famous moment where Gough comes out on one of those four occasions when he did come out onto the steps, and Gunston's there and everyone's incredulous. In fact, David, in the Age's odd spot the next day, Gunston's appearance made the odd spot. So it was certainly, he was certainly quite visible on the day. But yes, what you're alluding to is that on the very next day, so the 12th of November, the head of ABC Archives, or Wendy Borchers, she wrote a book in 2006 detailing how the film footage of the 75 dismissal day doesn't exist in ABC Archives. It was filmed. She, the next morning, contacted her Canberra-based colleague, the film editor up there, his name was Frank Reed, and said, can you please make sure that you send all the film, everything that you've got, straight down to us here in Sydney, and I'll make sure that it all gets copied and preserved. This is, you know, some of the most important political footage in Australia's history. He rang back 10 minutes later. He said, you won't believe this, it's all gone. There is no footage here at all, including the offcuts. It's all gone. Now, that was recounted to her in 1975. She wrote the book in 2006. Nearly 20 years later, that film has not resurfaced. Those films has not resurfaced.
But Simon, how could it have gone?
A very interesting question. It could be government interference. It could have been straight theft. Who knows? It could have been one of Gough's supporters taking it.
No,
it
might... why would any of those people have wanted to destroy this footage?
Well, whether they wanted to destroy the footage or whether they wanted to keep it as a memento, who knows? Who knows? But I can say, David, that one thing that does survive... in the ABC archives, they do have a short reel that is includes film from the day. There is actually a slightly different camera angle of that famous "Well, may we say" comment, and honestly, you can't make this up, David. the length of the clip, which survives in ABC archives, runs for a duration of 11 minutes and 11 seconds. This is on the 11th of November, 1975. You cannot make this up. However, I think there is a clue in there as to where this footage may have come from. There's a very brief moment where you see Norman Gunston, Gary McDonald's character, Norman Gunston, interviewing the then Attorney General, I think it's Kip Enderby.
Yeah.
And it's the one little bit of unused Gunston footage that didn't make it to the Norman Gunston show episode. So I think that the 11 minutes that does survive may have come from the rival Gunston crew.
But that's all. I mean, film was bulky. Storing film took a lot of space. Archives of television stations frequently weeded out the material they had in order to, you know, for the space alone. I had heard rumours that that is what happened to the ABC footage, but that is not Wendy Borchers's account. It just mysteriously, overnight, disappeared. Now, if that is strange enough, what happened to Channel 9's footage?
Well, this is another interesting story. So there was a Channel 9 crew on the ground on the day, but they weren't there specifically to film the events of that particular afternoon. They were up there to film segments for a documentary that I think Channel 9 Melbourne was producing on the recently sacked treasurer, Jim Cairns. There's an oral history in the NFSA's collection where the cameraman, Ron Ashmore, details how he said they saw, you know, the comings and goings of people going in and out of Parliament House and not filming it because they didn't know. And then, of course, later on when there was up to, well, reports say anywhere between 3,000 and 5,000 people were on the steps of Parliament that day. Obviously, they started filming footage. Now, we very recently, David, we've uncovered about 30 seconds of the original TCN 9 Sydney broadcast of that night. And it features slightly different, again, footage, more in close-up of Gough. There's only about 10 seconds, I think, of him speaking. And then it goes to the start of the bulletin and Brian Henderson, of course, the long-time TCN 9 newsreader, commences the bulletin and then it stops. I'd say that that tape was acquired from Nine Archives maybe back in the 70s, and it was being used by a documentary crew for a documentary, a low-budget documentary. It was being made on the dismissal of Whitlam.
But what happened to Nine's original footage?
I believe that the cameraman involved may have retained it, and I believe, but without foundation, but we're investigating, that film may be in a large collection down here in Melbourne that still needs to be sorted out, and it's a collection that we may be able to commence going through. We don't have it currently, but it's a very large collection, and we may be able to start going through it in the next couple of months. But I think that it wasn't ever offered to Nine Archives. I suspect it was removed at the time and it was retained by the camera crew. But that's just a theory that
right.
I'm not 100% sure about.
There is also, of course, footage of the war memorial ceremonies. Again, Kerr in his spectacular swallow suit, you know, the swallow cut coat and all of that business. I think the black top hat. Is there not a bit of footage, perhaps Channel 7 footage, of the hurried carrying from Whitlam's office of his filing cabinets?
Yes, absolutely. This is, I think, one of the most revealing bits of film, David, because Bob Wilesmith, the Seven cameraman, decided to go around the side of Parliament House, I think on the side of the House of Representatives. And there he captured these very big guys struggling with two very heavy four-door grey filing cabinets. They get very hastily put into the back of an unmarked white panel van, might have been two panel vans even, and then they quickly ferry off. I mean, David, this is a question back to you. What do you think was in those filing cabinets?
Well, you've got a right to take your filing cabinets. I mean, that's one of the things that any politician does. I mean, there was the wonderful, heartbreaking footage of John Howard's filing cabinets being carried out when finally he bit the electoral dust. But from that day, there's nothing of Fraser and there's nothing of Kerr, the other two principal players.
Yes, well, Fraser never came out onto the steps. He left at 3:45 to go off to Government House. Now, there is a little bit of film of him leaving and some of the demonstrators letting him know what they think of him. A can of beer is poured near the car as he gets in it, and he sort of winds down the window, smiles away, and then he gets driven off. So that's at 3:45, and then Whitlam first emerges at 4:40, about an hour later, and then you've got the famous sequence with David Smith, the secretary, reading the proclamation, and then Whitlam, probably I'm going to say it about 4:47, saying the "Well, may we say" infamous moment. Yes.
Simon, so we've mentioned little bits and pieces, little scraps, the terrific Channel 7 footage, one or two brief sequences. But really, when you look at the day, it is oddly unrecorded.
Yes, I would agree with that. I would say that the Channel 7 footage amounts to about 6 minutes. The footage that we hold presently of Channel 9's original broadcast is about 30 seconds. I should say that Channel 7 were tremendously altruistic, David. They were aware of ABC being cleaned out. So the reason why the ABC will often show the Channel 7 footage with the audio issues is that 7 made copies because they thought it was just too important. So they gave the film a copy of the film. We have the original news film of that in the National Film and Sound Archives collection. But 7 gave a copy to ABC Archives and they said, you can use this. You have full copyright permission and in perpetuity. And I believe that 7 also did that to Channel 9. Not sure about Channel 10, but it was a very altruistic and, very generous move by 7 to do that. And that's why the same footage is seen across all the networks as a general rule.
Simon, thanks very much for joining us on Late Night Live.
Thank you so much, David.
I've been talking to Simon Smith, a curator at the National Film and Sound Archive in its Melbourne office, about the strange desert of film coverage of November the 11th, 1975. And because it's on our minds so much, let's hear Gough one more time.
Well, may we say, God save the Queen. Because nothing will save the Governor-General.